This is wrong. I don't even know how we got in. It's the crippling medical debt segment. In California, a CEO of Snapchat gave a ton of money to get people out of crippling medical debt. And Biggie was just saying that. We got into healthcare, which is always tough because it's like, God, how do you solve it? It's like, what was it Chris Deb used to say that Hillary Clinton was shouting in the woods, I know how to solve it.
Yeah. We ain't going to give her a chance.
No. We never.
No.
You know, because Trump took office and said, healthcare, man, I don't know. What, and then Hillary Clinton was like, I know what to do.
Stay in the woods, lady.
Trump's quote was, it's pretty tough, man. I don't know.
Yikes.
Man, once I got in here, I was like, ooh, look at this.
I always had the money to cover things.
Biggie went, I didn't know this. You went for an ultrasound. How many years ago?
Oh, it's been 8-9 years ago now.
He goes for an ultrasound. They tell him, you're not going to fit in this machine.
As soon as I got in the room, lady said, whoa, honey. Yeah.
How'd
I was like one
that?
Of those like MRI type deals. Yeah. You know, and she's like, oh, honey, uh-uh.
And
I was like,
were you offended?
No, because I know I'm a bigger American.
Yes.
And I know that most of these things are built for Americans at the most 300, 350.
We got to go bigger. We got to go bigger with our ultrasound machines.
And I believe they have now. They've started to.
Okay.
And she was like, uh-uh.
You're not going to fit.
So I was in the room. I didn't even take my shoes off, put on nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no. And she said, we can try. And we looked at it and we're like, no. She's like,
you never even.
Nothing.
They didn't do the.
And
nothing.
I said, all right. So I headed back out and I told him, I said, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the lady at the desk said, okay. And I said, well, I'll get back with my doctor and we'll reschedule it somewhere else.
Something
I,
else. Know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a bill for the ultrasound. And I was like, uh-uh.
How much?
It was like $600 or something. I was like, uh-uh.
But they didn't do the ultrasound.
Nothing happened.
Isn't that?
And I said,
ain't
I'm
that
not,
America?
And I called and said, I'm not paying this. And they were like, well, you're billed for it still.
Then you did. Yeah, they're going to keep, like, coming and keep coming.
And they do. I get a random call because it went to collections. It's in collections.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a random text or call still to this day saying, hey, but I refuse to pay that. I'm like, it didn't happen.
It's like when my daughter, I told you this, she was on a roller coaster at the amusement park. And left her phone in her pocket, and she kept her hand in her pocket to make sure the phone didn't go anywhere. And she's claimed broke her wrist. She did not break her wrist. Okay, but she whined about it for a couple of days. So we're like, fine, let's get an X-ray, whatever. Well, we got double billed for it. You know, like, we already paid it, and then they kept billing us.
Yeah.
And my wife, $150, something like that. And my wife, time and again, I heard her on a speakerphone. And the woman on the other end of the phone would say, okay, you're right. We've erased this from it. A month later, you get another bill.
Yeah.
Then it's past due. It's collections. All of this. Finally. I mean, it took 3 years. And finally, my wife said, I give up. And we paid the bill. We paid $100
twice.
We paid
unbelievable.
It twice. Yeah, I know. You could not believe the fight she went through.
I've gone full-blown Karen in these situations. And I would die before I would pay for something that they did not do.
My wife said that too.
I would die.
They beat her down. I mean, and she's pretty good at being a Karen.
Yeah.
When she wants to be.
Well, and now I always say, send it to collections, homie. I have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Credit. Forget it.
You can't get blood out of a stone.
Yeah. No, I don't live. You can take my home. It's not my home.
Right.
You don't even know where I live technically. Good luck. We will ruin you. I've ruined myself.
Can't. Too late.
Beat him to the punch.
Joke's on you. I'm already ruined. What do you want? There's nothing you can do. So, well, here's how your name came up. And it was your fitness journey that caused this. I was at my wife's uncle's 88th birthday party on Saturday. Her Uncle Tommy. Thrown together kind of last minute, but fun. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, potato salad, all that kind of stuff, you know. All I had was cantaloupe.
Yes. You keep claiming this is, I'm going to get a trophy.
One plate full of cantaloupe. So we go out. Later that night, by the way, my stomach was rumbling.
Way too much sugar.
I think it's more like, I was worried it was like Listeria or something.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not. I mean, it wasn't. It was just like, I was like, what's going on? Probably because I ate nothing but cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out on the deck, and my 14-year-old nephew is sitting behind me, but I can't see him. And there are people, it's like a down below me looking up, and they're talking about this show. And somebody said, well, I like the transition you've made since Chris Dim retired, which was good. It's the first time I've seen them since that happened. So I was like, all right, that's really good. But they were like, Biggie is great. And I said, Biggie is great. He's wonderful.
Thank you.
And they were like, what does he weigh? And I said, I don't know.
A lot.
I don't know the weight. I said, they said,
see that boat out there? He'd sink it. I know where you're at. You're at the lake house.
I can't comment on where we were.
What, how many does that boat hold? Six. Make try it one big one. And we're looking that boat halfway down in the lake.
So they said, come on now. Give it to us. Give us the number. I said, I don't know. I don't know the number. I wouldn't even. So I'm not speculating on the number. And they said, well, I'll tell you one thing. He is fantastic on the radio. I said, he is. He's great. He's so funny. And they said, make sure he stays healthy. And I said, we're all hoping.
We're trying
to make him stay healthy.
I'm taking turmeric now.
And then, are you? Good.
Yeah.
Hot water really got to you?
Yeah, he did.
So one after the other saying how great he was. And then my 14-year-old nephew sitting behind me, who I mentor, I take him to the gym with me.
Goes, oh, that's right. Yeah.
He said, let's face it. Biggie is the heart of that show. And I looked over at him and I said, I am going to punch you in your face.
He threw cantaloupe right at his face.
He had a hot dog. He's like, what? I said, I'm on that show.
My name is on that show.
He said, I know.
My name. His heart doesn't even work.
I said, ironically, his heart is the worst thing about it. I drew back. Everybody's like, whoa. It got a little heated.
He's just a teenager.
Hey, man, we're family here, man. We're family.
He's just a kid. He doesn't know what he's saying.
He's a kid. He's too stupid. He's a kid. I said, don't you let that. I said, keep that kid away.
I worked long and hard. I said, my name on that show.
You know how long I've been on that show? I will kick you right in your little dick if you think you're going to call Biggie.
You wait till we're alone at that gym again.
I'm going to drop a weight on his foot.
That's right.
How'd you break your foot, buddy?
Oh, geez, what happened?
He's got 80 pounds of it. You think of that the next time. The next time you come, we're with Biggie's the heart of this show.
And yeah, Biggie be here, he'd have a hot dog. Even though he's fat, he'd have a hot dog at least.
And then, oh, yeah, you'd be competing.
No, he'd be in here eating hot dogs.
And they were all looking up at me like, ooh. So, yeah, I'll tell you.
Just got cold at the cookout.
I told my wife, we're leaving. Let's stay for cake. I said, we're not staying for cake. We're done. That's it.
Plus, my stomach feels weird. I think that cantaloupe had listeria. I don't think I should have eaten the cantaloupe. I think it was out way too long.
A little worried that it had listeria. Later in the night, I was like, I feel it's possibly listeria. You know, listeria.
Heart of the shrew.